What was it like in the last game getting tossed in there? And I know it was a week and a half ago or whatever, mm-hmm. but still the experience must be fresh with you. Mm-hmm. Just kind of relive it for us.
Oh, it was fun. Just going into the game and that type of atmosphere with the win on the line. It was a very close game when I went in. It was a great feeling. And then to go out there and then being prepared to play those type of minutes, that's what made it even better. Not going out there scared or nervous because I didn't prepare, but going out there with confidence because I prepared like I was the starter.
Now, we don't know how much you're going to play or if you're going to play Monday. Mm-hmm. But we do know Steve's not going to play. Mm-hmm. So how do you approach this week knowing that?
Oh, it stays the same because over the last, nine games, I've been preparing like I was a starter, and that's something that our coaches do a good job in doing, making sure that I know all the checks, making sure I know all the tendencies, doing all those the little things so that I can have a fresh mind out there and a confident mind going out there if Steve would go down and not going out there nervous or scared.
Again, overheard part of the conversation, and I think what it boils down to is the fact that it sounds like you've actually sat in other places before you came here.
Mm-hmm.
So has that helped you with your experience here of maybe not being a prime-time player, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think any time you're going into a higher level of football, I think it's key just being able to learn from people who have already done it and done it for a long time. Steve is on his 8th year, played a lot of football in the NFL. Dev is going on his 4th, and he's played at a high level for some time. So anytime you get to just learn and sit behind those guys and get the information and the wisdom from them, it really helps your game.
How did you balance the bye week? What did you do? Because I'm curious, because on the one hand, maybe you want to rest. On the other hand, you're sitting here like, this might be a really good time to amp up the work.
I took my time and I rest, but at the same time, I took a peek at the Carolina Panthers and saw some things from them. And then I just tried to do a little bit of both. Not rest too much, but at the same time, not overdo it.
Did you keep the ball from the interception?
I kept both of them.
Yeah.
Got them both at the house
so
right now.
You're going to collect them the whole way through?
I don't know if I'm going to collect them the whole way through, but I definitely wanted those two for some reason.
You feel like you were the intended receiver on?
Yeah. maybe just a little bit, but I know the first thing I thought in my mind was just catch it. And then that's what I did.
Did they charge you for this one?
I'm not sure.
Well, I guess not.
What's it like playing next to Devin? You know, a guy that you obviously know. How comforting is that to have a little familiarity with him and Logan when he's in the secondary too?
It definitely makes it more comfortable. But at the same time, I think even if I was out there with Steve, I would definitely be more comfortable because those guys literally took me under their wing. In the meetings, I sit by them. I'm asking them questions. They're telling me stuff when they see stuff on the film. Like, you see that right there. And just going out with either one of them, it's very a high level of comfort. And it allows me to go out there and play confident.
Those two guys have different styles. Do you take something from both of them? Do you watch them and try to incorporate specifically or anything you try to
Oh, yeah, definitely. I try to take little things from both of them. Just more on the point of definitely I try to take the mental aspect from Steve because he's literally one of, like, probably the smartest football player that I've ever been around or seen. And Dev, just how athletic he is and how he reads the quarterback, I just try to mold both of them and try to fit it into my style of play and just try to continue to get better and use their tactics to help me out.
What are some of the things that make Steve the smartest guy that, you know, you've played with?
Just his idea of just dissecting offenses. Like, he'll see something from the offense and know what's already coming. And I guess it just comes from experience and playing a lot of football. And then that's what I just try to use him and just try to nitpick his brain and try to get the things that he know and use them to my advantage as well.
Talk about the mental aspect of the game, but physically, I feel like you're a solid tackler at this level. Is that one of your strengths?
But it's something that I continue to get better on. I missed a tackle versus the Steelers, but I know put me in that situation again, I think I'll be able to make it. It's just like it's just experience, different situations that I have to get used to, and that was one. So I have to continue to work on my tackling, and that's something I'm continuing to get better at.
That's a tough tackle now. I mean, mm-hmm. like open field, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, one-on-one situation. But what did you do wrong? I mean, I guess when you look at it, mm-hmm. what would you do differently? You know,
I overran it. That's the main thing, just overrunning it. And I know that I have to, with that much space, I have to slow it down a little bit, and that's it.
You said during the bye week you took a peek a little bit at Carolina. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton, a little bit of a different kind of an animal, quarterback. Have you ever seen or try to tackle a guy his size playing that kind of a position?
No, not at all. And I know it's going to be something that is going to be a test for me this week. Not only for me, but for the team as well, because he's a good player, and he's big, strong, fast, and can throw the ball really, really, really far. So something that's going to be a test for the whole defense this week.
You mentioned before asking questions of the other guys and watching film. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're asking better questions now and you're watching film a little differently than mm-hmm. maybe you were 3-4 months ago?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because when you sit by those guys and you just learn from them, you start getting a little bit more football educated. So some of the questions that maybe you would have asked in OTAs that maybe seem like a little easy, you know them just off of the experience that you got. But now I'm starting to ask more questions that deserve a little bit more thinking, and but always they'll get the answer to me, or they'll find somebody who will give me the answer.
Is it? I mean, obviously they're going to be answered, but do you feel good about yourself when the questions? Like they're like, that's a good question.
Yeah, definitely. That's always good because you're seeing your growth in football, so it's encouraging.
Without giving anything away, can you give like examples of the early questions or like maybe some of the stuff you're asking now?
I mean, it's too hard right now to really pinpoint it, but it's just some questions are easier than others, some are harder.
Sure.
I think you probably answered this already. I apologize. Uh-huh. I came in late. I mean, part of the reason I'm sure you realize a lot of we're around mm-hmm. you right now is you have a potential to start if Steve mm-hmm. doesn't go. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, just do what I've been doing, preparing like I was a starter. At the end of the day, this organization does a great job. The coaching staff are preparing everybody like they're the starter. And then Coach Flores has done a great job with me, telling me you're always one play away. So he always quizzing me, asking me questions. And I think it really paid off last week, and I'm just going to continue to do what I was doing and then continue to get better, and then we'll see where it goes from there.